Hi Gabrielle, this is Michael Kay here, and I'm about to start working on your manuscript. I just wanted to give you a little bit of information as to how this works. Now, as you know, this is going to be slightly different from the way I would do a complete manuscript, in that because I'm only seeing portions of it, one of the things that I won't be able to provide because of the fact that I'm not seeing the complete work is an overall picture as to how this works as a complete piece. So what I'm really going to be focusing on here in this particular report is line-by-line stuff and general thoughts about the work as it functions now. Now, some of those thoughts may be subject to change once you and I discuss them, if you were to, you know, to tell me that there's more information about various issues that I bring up in other parts of the book that I haven't seen. But in general, what you're going to get from this report is a sense of how I work and what I provide writers. And this will also give us an opportunity to talk more about your writing. So that's sort of a general overview. And I do want to point out one thing, which is that to make these reports more efficient for writers, I generally focus on the areas where there's an opportunity to improve or to refine the work. Rather than seeing my feedback as evidence of some of your writing not working, think of it more as a checklist for you to simply go through each page and say, ah, okay, Michael talked about that third paragraph where there was the sentence that needs to be changing. Let me now work on that sentence. Because it's easy sometimes for writers to feel overwhelmed when they get the feedback. One of the things that I strive for with my writers is to really try to get the work to a publishable level. In other words, I will hold your work to the highest standard I think you can achieve, and I will give my feedback based upon that. Now, I know that you indicated to me that you are looking to publish this on the Internet, and so to a certain extent, you don't need to achieve the same level of quality that a book that requires a publisher's approval needs to achieve. But I'm going to really focus on this as if you were trying to publish this book, so that in the event you decide that you would like to do that, or in the event somebody comes by your website and reads your book, you will still have that opportunity. In other words, I'm going to try to get this to the best level it can be. Having said all of that, let's get into the text. Let's take a look at the opening page here. By the way, I've taken the liberty to number these pages, and so I suggest you do the same if you want to be able to follow along. I've marked some of these things on the manuscript as well, but I'm going to go through them with you in this report. Keep everything capitalized in title case on the title. So Love Online should be capital L and capital O. And then in terms of the way you formatted this sort of introductory section on each person, for example, Marcus Kao, here's what I suggest. Make Marcus Kao all caps, okay? I've decided to take the liberty to make some of these changes in the track changes format, word, because I realize there's some formatting things that will just be easier for you to visually see. So you can take a look at the document I sent you. But one of the things that I suggest here is that you change the format of the duration, occupation, annual income so that the answers after each of these begin at the same point on the same indentation on the page. It will look better. It will look more inviting to the reader. Change old home fried chicken to old hyphen style home hyphen fried chicken. Otherwise it just sounds like old chicken, but it's actually old style. clearly you are using a very conversational style of writing and tone in this work, which is great, and I think it's really an ideal way to write about these experiences because it is a diary and very personal, and so it resonates with the reader right away. One of the things, however, to be careful about is to be cautious of becoming too casual so that you have sentences that become awkward and phrases that are unclear. So let's just go through this opening paragraph. Lately, I'm a high advocate for multi-man dating. Okay, now let's look at that sentence. It could resonate that you are high, you're on drugs, okay? And multi-men dating, while I get it that you mean dating multiple men at once, it's not so clear that the reader for a moment may pause and think multiple guys dating each other, okay? This might sound strange to you, but what you want with your writing whenever possible is for the reader to be able to completely fall into the world of the writing and not have anything that will trip them up or cause them to pause. In addition, lately I'm a high advocate is grammatically incorrect. It should be lately I've become, because lately is in the past. So here's a great way to make it clear and still conversational. Lately, I've become a vocal advocate for dating multiple men at once. Then I would say, the more men, the merrier. Now, I'm assuming that this is the opening of your book, or at least the beginning part of the dating section. I may be incorrect, but if this is, I'm being even more particular because it's very important that the opening is incredibly smooth for the reader, because you want the reader to get sucked in. Once the reader is drawn into the work, you have more leeway in terms of things not always being perfect, because the reader at that point has a stake in seeing how things come out. At this point, the reader doesn't have that, so that's why I'm being more particular. I just want to briefly make a note, as I've been doing some of these track changes. You'll notice, and this is one of the reasons why I sort of generally don't do tracking changes, that it can be quite overwhelming when you see all the little notes as to how I changed each thing. I suggest you just take a look at it without showing the changes, and you'll get a better sense of what it looks like, and see if you like it. Okay, now let's get back to the text itself. Getting back to the first paragraph, on that note, I find no harm in testing the waters of all colors, flavors, and style. First of all, since you have colors and flavors as plural, style should also be plural, so styles. In fact, I would suggest that you vie for simpler sentences. So I would say, on that note, I find no harm in sampling all colors, flavors, and styles, period. Okay, let's take a look at the second paragraph. One of the things that is a sign of a novice writer is the phrase, is the reason that. One of the things you want to strive for is to remove as often as possible verbs of being, which is, are, am, been, being, those sorts of things. Why? Because sentences that do not rely on verbs of being tend to be stronger in that they engage the reader more. Again, moving towards simpler sentences, take the second sentence that begins, it turns out that, and change it to the following. Guys like him are the reason that I've decided to try online dating. Page 2 starts really well. We get right into action. Now, I want to point out something that a lot of people don't understand about the way story works. Story is most effective when it follows a basic structure. There are exceptions to this rule, but generally, the structure should be action first, followed by background. What do I mean by action? By action, I mean a dramatic scene. Doesn't mean dramatic in terms of people fighting. What I mean is something happening versus information. So if we look at your opening story, We first get background. Lately, I'm a high advocate for multi-men dating. Mark, second paragraph, Marcus is the first date in this log that I've met on my own. Okay. Now, we finally get to, on the second page, action. We met inside of the Yoga Tree at the Century City Mall yesterday afternoon. That's engaging. If you think about classic storytelling, I mean, go to the best known story of all time, right? The Bible. It doesn't open with an explanation of what God is or, you know, this ethereal thing and the background of spirituality. It starts off, boom, there was light, there was darkness, these things happen, the earth comes into being. Then we get to find out the information about the various characters and what they want and that sort of thing, right? And I think you will find that if you look at writing as a way of bringing people into a three-dimensional experience, then you will recognize that if you get them into that experience, their inherent reaction is, well, where am I? Why are these things happening? And that's exactly what you want them to ask, because it then provides you the space to give information, to give the background, such as, lately I'm a high advocate for multi-men dating, right? So you might choose to start with this paragraph first, or to move it ahead of at least Marcus is the first date in this log, that section. So you might start with, we met inside of the Yoga Tree at the Century City Mall yesterday afternoon. And then, you know, Marcus is hot. He plays with the Dallas Cowboys. I was wearing da-da-da. You have all this. He was a little charming. And then you could have the background about Marcus is the first date in this log, or even more so, you could have the background, the whole paragraph of, lately I'm a high advocate for multi-men dating. Right? So it's sort of, if you think of it this way, imagine a story unfolds like this. I was walking down Fifth Avenue when I passed a cafe, and inside I saw two people arguing. That's action, right? It was my cousin and her fiance. That's background. That's information. That gives us just enough information to move the story forward. So that's how you might want to think about structuring your work. Is to start with dramatic scene and then put the information after it. This is the kind of thing a writer will do in revision. Normally in a first draft of something, you just write it as it comes out. But in revision, you want to structure it in such a way that at all times the reader is feeling attention to keep turning the page, right? That's what ultimately a great book is. It's a page turner. Okay, so that's my suggestion about the opening. Start with the drama, then go into the lately I'm a high advocate and Marcus is the first date in this log. Then get us back into official date one, December 8th, Sunday, Roscoe's House of Chicken and Waffles. Very funny, by the way. I just want to say, Gabriella, very funny stuff. Just a small thing, a couple small things to note, though, at the top of page two on that paragraph. Here's some small grammar things. Whenever you can, eliminate prepositions. Prepositions are of, into, between, underneath, those sorts of words that describe the relationship between two things, okay? And oftentimes they can be eliminated, especially the preposition of. You'll find that the words that follow it can often be moved to a different section of a sentence, and you'll be able to quickly cut down on the number of words. That makes your writing tighter, makes it smoother, and it keeps the reader tied in. So let's just look, for example, the first sentence here, the top page two. We met inside of the Yoga Tree at the Century City Mall yesterday afternoon. You can change this as follows. You locate the prepositions inside of, at, okay, those are the three prepositions there. So let's see which ones we can remove and still maintain the meaning of the sentence. We met inside the Century City Mall Yoga Tree yesterday afternoon. That gets rid of the and at, and it maintains all of the information. Now, let's take a look at the last sentence in that paragraph. A couple of, or the last line, a couple of things. Change which was tomorrow to which was the next day, period. Now, instead of saying he was a little charming, let us hear how he was charming. Give us a piece of dialogue, or give us a gesture. He winked at you. He opened the door. Something that tells us he was a little charming. Good writing allows the reader to make the assessment of what a character is like. I know that a character is nice because I see over and over again that she always brings in a cup of tea to her husband in the morning before he goes to work, right? I know the same character has a mean streak because I see 3 minutes later she always pours the hot tea on his head because he won't listen to her before getting out of bed. Okay? That's much more resonant with the reader. So whenever you can, instead of relying on adjectives like charming or little, use nouns. Give us concrete images or actions, verbs, that allow us to understand and assess characters in the way that you do. So instead of he was a little charming, you can say, you know, so we decided on a lunch date that Sunday, which was the next day, period. As I was leaving the mall, he opened the door. He opened the door for me, winked, and said, "Your eyes look like young irises." Period. Okay, so it's a little cheesy, Gabriella, but you get the idea. Okay, let's move on. By the way, as you may notice, in the way that I do editing and feedback, I really try to raise the level of talent and skill of my writers so that you are capable of going far beyond where you are today with your writing. Marilyn Inspired should be hyphenated. You'll see my editing marks for hyphens and such on this paragraph. But start a new paragraph after the quote where he says, "the right shirt," period, close quote, new paragraph. Right, you have the illicit sex thing, okay? Whenever you have dialogue, it's stronger if you can start a new paragraph afterwards because it indicates the end of that particular speaker speaking. I notice one of the things that you do in your writing is you do double descriptives a lot. Marilyn Inspired, well-greased, sex king. Whenever you have these things, you basically need to link them with a hyphen. That's basically the key when you have a double descriptive. You'll notice I've also eliminated Marcus twice because we already know that that is who he is. Okay, the thing is, again, I want to get back to concrete, tangible, sensual images. By sensual, I mean relating to the senses, not necessarily sexual. So we have this last sentence in the second in this paragraph here. It had an odor that didn't quite go with Marcus's chemistry, but you know he dropped a note for it. So change that. What does it smell like? I have no idea what Marcus's chemistry is like, nor do I know what the odor of the musk is like, and yet I've just been reading about it. You want to bring the reader into the three-dimensional experience. So, you know, it smelled like rotting mushrooms. It smelled like wild horses. It smelled like gasoline mixed with frosting. Be creative. This is where you as a writer have a chance to really have fun with the writing. Give us an odor that we can sort of dig into and compare it to Marcus. So maybe it's something like, you know, it smelled like frosting, but Marcus smelled like gasoline. Something like that. Okay, we've got an extremely long sentence in the bottom of page 2. As you leaned over and after I regained consciousness from the musk-weak fragrance that intoxicated my senses, much the way ingested decayed manure would render you terribly knocked up. Okay, and we haven't even gotten to the subject yet, right? If you have a long sentence like that, I suggest you break it into two. In this case, I actually don't think the middle portion is important. I would simply write, As you leaned over, I noticed a quarter-pound gold, ruby encrusted. Again, there's hyphen. There's that double descriptive. I noticed a quarter-pound gold, ruby encrusted Mother Mary, comma, with the baby Jesus, comma, hanging on a chain from his neck. We don't need the thicker than my thumb because you've already given us the quarter-pound gold, ruby encrusted. That's enough description. Too much description causes the reader have to put it all together in his or her mind. Make it simple. The next page is great. This description of the Integra is classic and tells us so much about him as who he is. Really, really nice work. Now, why is it so effective? Because you're giving us concrete images we can see, clear, tangible things, a green neon spoiler, ridiculous, you know, huge ridiculous antennas, fuel injection, you know, the kit from Knight Rider. These are great images. Really good work, Gabriella. And I want to point out this to you because it's very clear here that you have enormous talent when it comes to describing something and describing something that reveals character. Now, you see, just from this one paragraph, we as readers make all sorts of funny assessments about this character. And you don't say in here he was a cheeseball. You sort of convey it through what this person drives. That's great writing, Gabriella, and I encourage you to play to this talent of yours because it's really a strong talent, and it's hilarious. Okay, you can see some of the editing changes I've made in the document. Here is a couple of things to point out. Again, notice in the bottom of page 3, her hair is teased up by. Okay, up and by are both prepositions. Whenever you see two prepositions next to each other, you can almost always drop one. So when you take her out, her hair is teased with an entire bottle of Aquanet, comma, her body is covered in fishnet, and her feet sport, instead of sporting, sport, shocking, hyphen, pink pumps. Again, what are we looking at there, Gabriella? Double descriptive, right? Shocking pink. Okay. That last sentence in that paragraph is clunky. May I suggest the following? Marcus was my pink pump chump, period. That would replace the sentence, I felt like it was my turn with the pink pumps in the slums sentence. Okay, that paragraph that begins, so before I had a chance to fully consider my situation, you can eliminate the last two sentences. I have not eaten a piece of red or white meat, and fish is okay, because they are additional background information that does not move the story forward. As I mentioned earlier, you should just have enough information to keep the action rolling forward. And you give it to us when you say, but I'm a vegetarian. That's the joke. End there, delete the rest of the stuff, move on to the next paragraph. You'll keep the writing tight, and you'll emphasize that I'm a vegetarian. The additional information waters it down and waters down the impact of the joke. Okay, the bottom of this page, I learned all about all of his ex-girlfriend and his nasty habit of crank calling different Dallas shops. At this point, you're doing what's called telling. You're telling us about what happened, but you're not letting us experience it. The best way to crank up this writing is to put what he told you in dialogue. Let us hear him say, oh, you know, I went up with this girl, da-da-da-da. Hey, you know, I have this nasty habit of crank calling different Dallas shops. Let me tell you about this one time. In other words, let us experience the date. This can be accomplished in one paragraph just by giving us snippets of his dialogue. This guy is hilarious. This next page where he sucks on the Mother of Mary and he puts his chicken garbage on your plate, fantastic. You know how to spot a good story, Gabriella. It's great. Now, here again we have telling in the next paragraph. I forced a smile and told Marcus I need to get home. It would be much stronger and funnier if we just heard you say, you know, I need to go home, comma, close quote, I said. That is really the topper of the joke of this guy sucking on his barbecued coated ruby stud.
Now let's talk about the date review down here. You've just given us this really hilarious scene filled with wonderful imagery. I suggest that you make a play on words for the date review.
Something along the lines of, you know, referencing to the chicken skin or to his body or making a joke about this or maybe the vegetarianism. For example, date review. You know, from now on I'll stick strictly to salad bars. Something like that. That tells us everything and it also plays on the content. So just something to think about.
Okay, let's take a look at the dean's date. Okay. Now you say that Dean was so mean to you don't want to write about it. You should at least give us one line of dialogue, just so we get a hint of what you mean. I'll also suggest that at the end of Dean's section that you include another date review. Or drop the date review from the previous section about Marcus. I don't think losing the date review would diminish the quality of the Marcus section at all. So you might make things easier on yourself and just not have date reviews at the end. But the point of this comment is that you want to be consistent in the way that you put these things together. Okay. Let's take a look at the next one. In the Trinity one, you again display another one of your talents. Here we have showing instead of telling. These are the things that I've been talking to you about in terms of giving us images that let us really understand the characters. When you list all the things that you don't like about girlfriends, first of all, we get a lot of very funny images, and we also get to see moments in time. For example, when this girlfriend's fiancé hit your car. And this is great stuff. So this is really good showing. Now we're on to Thomas. I changed instant ruler of my body and heart to instant king of my body and heart because for a moment the reader might think that you're referring to a ruler, like the thing that has inches and centimeters on it. So we want to avoid any hesitation in the reader's mind as to what you mean. The part about in the next page, Thomas is more than any man I ever expected to encounter. Drop that sentence because it suggests to the reader that you're about to tell us more about Thomas, but instead what you talk about is your experience of dating as sort of the hunter and the hunted stuff. So I would just drop that there and just go right into the hunting thing. I also think you have a wonderful opportunity for humor here because you've got this deep sort of look in and artistic paragraph about the, you know, that ends, sacred in her, with her, taming her, molding her to her prowess. You might follow that with a sentence like a very plain sentence about Thomas, for example, like, you know, plus he owned a sports car. Something like that, that just is the flip side of this deep poetic sense, that can be very humorous. Or did I mention his biceps? Something like that. On this last paragraph at the bottom of page 11, that begins, I'm very much like my mother, I suggest that you move the final sentence to before the one that says, a strong leader. So in other words, you would have it, the man is head of the household, head of his wife. Ultimately, he's the leader. And then say, I define a strong leader by wisdom, courage, intuition, discernment, and appropriate altruism, period. New sentence, and a strong leader leads a successful pack. On the last page, page 12, the second to last paragraph, leave us off with the question, will he value and consider my spirituality and interest before his own? Leave us with that tension rather than following it with an answer. It keeps us reading on. Well, Gabriella, this is the end of this report. I gave you a very in-depth examination of the writing to help give you a sense of the types of feedback that I can give to writers. If you feel this would be of help to you, and if you'd like to talk to me further about your writing, You know, feel free to call me at 800-807-7731. We can talk about the different levels of editing that you might need. Perhaps you don't need as in-depth editing, and that would, of course, lower the price. I'm also willing to, as I mentioned before, work with you on payment plan and lower my price to be competitive if you do find that you like my work. So thanks again for the opportunity, and please let me know what you think. Take care.